What's up, bitches? Let's record a podcast. This is Brandon Lynette, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. Let's take care of some housekeeping bullshit just to make sure that you are paying the price to listen. I don't monetize the podcast, meaning you don't have to listen to commercials. You just don't have to listen to the bullshit. So the best way you could support me is to make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you share this with a friend. Make sure you're following me on socials. And then leave a review. That's the pay-to-play experience. I appreciate you, those of you that have tried. Some of these platforms make you like listen to a solid handful of episodes before you can comment. So I appreciate your patience in that. And thank you for sticking to it. I'm excited about today's episode. It'll be a little manic, but there is a sense of purpose here always. I am an advocate for you taking responsibility, for you becoming just the person that is making the choices in your life, for you to become independent and empowered, and for you to be able to take responsibility for where you go with your future. And part of that process is that we have to protect our energy. We have to protect our mental health. We have to advocate for ourselves. No one else is going to do this for you. Like, no one is coming to save you. So no matter how many walls are crumbling down around you, like, bitch, you're in it. You're in it. And that's not what makes you special, because I promise we all have walls. Okay. And that shit's crumbling down. Sometimes it's on top of us. We all go through that experience of, I know some of you have heard it, where we talk about when it rains, it pours. I stopped saying that because that was a very unhealthy analogy. Instead, it was like, okay, what do I need to learn here? Usually it's God telling me, like, slow the hell down. You're going off the rails, and I need you just to be for a minute, because sometimes we get so caught up in the doing that we forget it's important to be. But I want to talk today about just hobbies that are going to help you build that self-confidence and ways to discover like your superpower. And your superpower is going to be your major talent, because I know so many of you are lost and you're like, I get all this, but I still just don't know what the fuck to do. I don't know what to do. The best piece of advice I have for you right now is literally to find time to do something you enjoy. This is not just Brandon Lynette talking. This is literal years of research that show having a hobby is linked to lower levels of depression and even prevents it for people. So you get stuck in this wheel when really you could get off anytime. It's just checking yourself for the signs. And sometimes we're moms, we get lost in what it is to be a parent, and we forget the things we love. And honestly, like, losing interest and joy in the things that you normally like doing, that's a symptom of poor mental health. That is a red flag in your life. It's a symptom of depression. And it is one of the things that can predict the severity of depression you might experience. How hard do you take it when you don't have things that you enjoy? How far down are you going? So like my husband, his thing, like his unwinding time period, all the things, is an hour or two of video games every single night. Like, that's his unwind. That's his escape from the responsibilities of the day. And he genuinely has a great time, genuinely loves it. This is probably like my time. This is the time I enjoy. Other things I like to do, there's no way. I would love to read a book, but there's too many moms in the world. Little mom, that I don't know that I could really get through the pages these days. But it's really important that you have that thing you love, whatever it is for you, your interests, your pleasures. This is a red flag if you're not doing something that you enjoy. Okay. And don't get me wrong, bitch, because I love being a mom. That's my jam, right? But that's not what defines me. That's not just me. That's not a me thing. I need to define myself out of that label. My kids are not babies forever. I have a 4-year-old who is very hyper independent. So the truth is really setting in hardcore for me that eventually they're all going to be gone and living their own lives. And this happens in a blink of an eye. So I don't care if you have, you know, if you're pregnant and you don't even have a live birth to date. The fact that that baby is coming means sooner than not that baby's leaving too. And it happens so fast. I can't tell you what happens when you're in the time warp of being a parent. It's like, it feels like you're literally walking through quicksand in the moment. And then you blink and then it's all over and you just look back and you're like, holy shit, that ride was fast. So it's a very bizarre phenomenon. I don't know. I know it happens to everyone. It's just a weird experience, but you have to be able to nurture your needs, your desires. If you're feeling lower than normal, that's a red flag. Find something that you enjoy. So I want to help you guys with hobbies that are going to build your self-confidence, because these are things you could genuinely learn to enjoy. And not just that, you're going to start building back that self-confidence, because I know 9 out of 10 women struggle with this. Yes, bitch, you're the 9 I'm talking about, and I fucking love you, okay? We all struggle with it, but it's time to level up, okay? Have a new struggle with self-confidence, okay? Take it to a new zone, because you've been sitting here struggling with self-confidence in the same place for several years now. That's not optional anymore. But hobbies are. They're optional. So this should be a fun experience, okay? They provide benefits like the confidence. Imagine an activity that you enjoy has the potential to enhance other parts of your life. That's a powerful activity. Any activity that's going to build your self-confidence, it's going to stretch the comfort zone 100%, but that's what life is about. That's why we are here. That's why we're taking responsibility for everything we're creating, is that we want to increase our comfort zone a little bit every day. So I just want to throw some hobbies out there that I'm going to be fucking random today, because why not? There is no limit on the conversation we have, and there's no limit to what you can or can't do. So I just want you to find something. And I love that when I get extreme in this, you're going to be like, hell no, but I guarantee your brain is going to start working. You're going to start thinking, well, what would be a good hobby for me? What would be a good hobby for me? Dancing? This is like something I tell my husband I want to do as soon as the kids are, you know, we don't have to have babysitters, because bitch, we never have babysitters. So we're solo here, unless I have a college girl here, and that's usually like pulling teeth. So we just don't have the babysitters. But one of my dreams is definitely that we dance. Like, we do ballroom dancing, we go country line dancing. I want to experience all of it. I've loved it. Number one, it's good exercise. And people find it intimidating to dance in front of other people. I guarantee my husband is one of these people. Imagine his confidence when he realizes that he could develop the skills and boost his confidence in social life. It would be like a whole new experience for us. You don't have to sit on the sidelines pretending you have better things to do. Like, I'm telling you, dancing is pure joy. And it blows my mind, because my husband just doesn't do it. And the kids and I will dance around everywhere. Like, we have dance parties. It's a thing. It's a whole thing. And we get crazy. You should be dancing like no one is watching. That's the number one rule to happiness in life, is being at that level of zero fucks given. You will dance in front of anyone, anywhere, and you don't give a shit. So if you really need the skills for it, then go take some lessons. Or just start practicing on your own. You've got YouTube at your fingertips. Do the things. It will genuinely lift your vibration immediately. And then that confidence, nothing beats it. Because the more you do it, the better you get. Bitch, go skydiving. I mean, I don't know very many people that have the nerve to do it. Even less people that would do it a second time. That's it. Do it. Knowing that you voluntarily jump out of a plane while others are too afraid, consider that a great confidence booster. That is huge. I still wonder, and the reason I bring this up is because obviously TikTok, I'm out there waiting for some videos to upload. So I'm scrolling through and I went on skydiving talk. That's a thing. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, imagine how fearless, you know, and I've let anxiety run my life. I've let anxiety keep me in the car from going into the grocery store. And I think, how incredibly beautiful would it be to jump out of a plane and just be in that element, like in the air, free falling, not really free falling, but whatever you call it, just out there in that experience. That would be a big fucking deal. I have a friend, my tattoo artist is actually doing stand-up comedy. I have missed all of his shows because they're usually on Fridays and I'm bartending, but I think we are catching him on April 1st, actually. But he's doing it. He's doing the damn thing. And he's not the person to get up in front of a crowd and, you know, speak to an audience of thousands. That's not what he does. He's a tattoo artist, like one person in the room at a time, right? That's his comfort zone. But he's getting up in front of crowds. that's hard enough standing in front of people, but delivering your material in front of judgmental strangers, that is a nerve of steel requirement. That's it. And I don't know what he's done, because I haven't had a conversation with him about it. I've just seen like clips of videos that he has shared. But I know there are classes and workshops, like you could learn on YouTube the basics to help you get going. Bitch, you could be the next, Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock. I did just watch his shit and I was laughing out loud. It was pretty great. Why don't you try traveling? Traveling to Boca Raton might not do much for your confidence, but traveling to a foreign country will, especially if you're alone. Throw yourself out there. Have to learn, spend a couple weeks and learn the language. I recorded a podcast with my friend Leo. We used to do Radical Limits. They literally went to Bulgaria and lived there for a couple weeks, months over the holidays. And it was just this immersive experience. I think that's a beautiful gift. What do you bring back from that? But it does definitely teach you about the world, and that gives you a leg up on most of the people that you know. You learn a lot about yourself when you're put into an experience like that. Maybe you need to learn karate, something, self-defense class. Imagine how incredibly powerful you could feel knowing that you could handle yourself in a violent situation. Like, there's power in that, and you're going to get fit while building your confidence. That's a win-win. I think something really awesome to do, and we're just throwing all my friends out here tonight. Acting is another way of putting yourself out there with a risk of being judged. 100%. Most people do not have the nerve to get up on stage. If you do, you benefit from a great boost of confidence. That's it. Try in plays. Like, check out your local plays, all the things. Whatever you could do to dip your toes in the water, it is an incredible experience. This ups your networking game. Find a way to do some public speaking. A lot of people say they fear it more than death. That's the truth. Mastering public speaking will bolster your confidence in ways you cannot imagine. If you Google it, there are tons of organizations with excellent training programs to teach you how to speak publicly. You've also got coaches that are going to throw it out there 100%. Okay. This one is something that I would never do. I do in my car, but I wouldn't be on stage. But sing or master an instrument. If you can get up on stage, even better. But just being able to play, music for your kids on the piano, this enhances your confidence. And you're going to choose these things because it's something you could love. I say try everything once. Try everything in life one time. And if you go back, then it's probably something that you're interested in that makes you happy. Whether you're good or not, fucking keep practicing and keep going. And who cares? Enjoy yourself. Whatever ideas you have, get a springboard going. Jumpstart your own ideas. There are literally thousands of hobbies to choose from. Enjoy one that's going to make you feel more confident. I want you, your homework is to create a list of possibilities to give them a try. You don't risk losing anything, but you could gain confidence. And in experiencing these hobbies, you're going to go through this process where you could find your hidden talents. Your talent is your fucking treasure. It is your gift. It is your gift. This is the thing that you naturally have a knack for. I could have solid conversations with myself for, 30 to 45 minutes every fucking day. I think that's a talent because a lot of people couldn't do that. I'm going to run with it. Okay. So what am I doing to nurture that? I'm practicing. Bitch, I guarantee you have at least one incredible talent that lies completely beyond your awareness. In fact, I guarantee you have more than one. There's so many things that you've never tried or even considered that it's guaranteed that you don't even know what your greatest talent might be. So I want to ask you, you're going to take this journey of experiencing hobbies, and I'm asking you, what if you discover your talent? How much fuller could your life be if you were able to find a few of these hidden talents? You have no idea what you're missing at this point. Follow your interests. There's always one approach to life, and it's built on the belief that your interests will lead you to find your talents and purpose. You know the things that perk your ears, that get you all interested and curious. All you have to do is get off the fucking couch, turn off Netflix, and go after the shit. Pursue the interest. Whether you have a nagging urge to learn computer programming, or maybe you want to learn to play the piano, follow the breadcrumbs and see where they lead. Make a list of all the interests you've never actually tried. These don't even have to be hobbies at this point, right? You've experienced this list of hobbies. You're going to create this. You're going to put yourself out there. You're going to get your feet wet. I really want you to start experiencing things that you are genuinely curious about. Trust those instincts. You know it's in you. Start with the long time interests that you've had and make plans to do them. Pick one, do it. That's the next step in your life right now, is to pick one and see what happens. I want you to sit down and list your strengths. What are you good at? What can you naturally do that other people are struggling with? What are strengths you developed over all the years? Knowing all of those, if you combine them, what else do you think you would be good at? This is an absolute path to get to the identification of talents you've never even considered. I want you to ask advice. Your friends and family know plenty of things about you that you don't know about yourself. Ask them what they believe your strengths are. Ask them what they believe your talents are. How could you best use them? Most of them would be happy to do this for you. And what would you like to talk about? Something I ask my coaching clients is, what's a topic you could talk about for 30 minutes straight on the fly? That's your thing. What do you like to talk about with your friends? Is there a topic that you always seem to mention every time you hang out? Do you like to share the latest, you know, political news with your friends? Are you always telling them how you'd like to visit, you know, Mexico someday? What talents do you find yourself admiring in other people? Like, if you're a huge fan of art, you need to start doing some research to determine if you have a hidden artistic talent. Do you love good writing? Try your hand at short stories. Take an aptitude test. Intelligent tests are a lot of fun, okay? This test measures how much you know. An aptitude test determines what you would be good at, okay? You've got achievement tests. You've got aptitude tests. We want you to take the aptitude test. There are plenty of free ones online. See what that says about you. You're already doing all the Facebook quizzes and the Facebook tests. Like, what are you going to look like in 30 years? What does this year hold for you? Like, this is kind of the same thing, but better. Okay. I want you to go check out all your movies, your books, and your music collection. What kind of movies do you like? Where do your reading interests lie? What type of music inspires you? Is there one idea that ties your entire collection together? And can you leverage this interest? I want you to keep an open mind. Some of you have already decided you're too old and the train has passed and it's whatever. I want you to come into the situation being open to discovering talent you never knew you had. It's hard to discover anything with a closed mind. That's it. How many talents do you currently know that you possess? What if you don't even know about half of them? What if there are several amazing talents you don't know about? There's no way you found everything. I could promise you that. We put so many limitations on ourselves. I want you to do the things. Write a horror novel. Try oil painting. Go surfing. Get on some roller skates. It's time to find what interests you and follow that. All of these things we're talking about today, these are things that are going to help you get out of your current situation and change the vibration. And mostly, I want you to have fun. Having fun changes the dynamic of where we're headed, and it definitely communicates on that level playing field with God of like, I'm having a great time, because that's all he wants for you. The same that you would think you want for your kids. I want you to go try new things and find the things that you love to do. And I want you to do more of that. We don't ever wish for our kids to go to a 9-to-5 they hate just to keep things going. No, we want them to find the life hack and have fun in life. I want you to want the same for yourself. Get out there, find something that you love to do and run with it. Get yourself back to your hobbies, nurture your hobbies for a while if you're a little intimidated to find a super talent. I understand that. Hobbies is the perfect place to start. The point is, you just have to start, okay? I love you guys. Have a beautiful fucking day. Make sure you're following me on all the socials. Sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com and tell a friend, share it with a friend. Have a great day.